With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Agriculture is in the midst of a labor crisis that's only getting worse. Ag groups have been pushing Congress to fix the immigration system for the last two decades. Paul Schlangel with the American Farm Bureau says it's past time for Congress to get the immigration system overhauled. He says one of the first things to decide is how to grant legal status to the workforce that's already in the country.
We are now dependent to a large degree on hundreds of thousands of workers who would like to get legal status, and we want to get them legal status. So stabilization of our existing workforce is a principal element that has to be addressed. And for the future, we have to have a guest worker program that embraces all of agriculture, that's affordable, that is not bureaucratic, that gets employers workers when they need them.
And he says one of the main concerns is that ag labor be included in an immigration reform package.
We expect something will happen in the month of June. It may be in the third week of June, but we don't yet know what a package is going to look like. And we are trying feverishly to make sure that if there is some new vehicle that is going to get voted on and passed, that it addresses at least some aspects of agricultural labor.
So why is immigration such a big agriculture issue? Well, the USDA says some 50 to 70% of farm laborers in the country today are unauthorized workers.
Let's face it, wildfires are going to happen. And at Mutual of Enumclaw, we want to do what we can to make sure we're all prepared. Creating a defensible space barrier by removing dead grass and pruning trees around your home or other structures can help slow a wildfire down. It can even redirect it from your property entirely. We can't stop wildfires, but we can prepare, and that'll help keep our communities and families safe. For more thoughtful tips, visit thinkwildfire.com today.
Chlorothalonil is in short supply this year, so I'm applying a new product, LifeGuard, a broad-spectrum fungicide that works great on early blight, late blight, and white mold. I apply it to prime my potato plants to be ready and resistant against disease. LifeGuard fits my resistant management program too. I cover a lot of acres using the low rate of 1 ounce per acre with no jugs to rinse either. That's why LifeGuard is part of my disease control program this year. Contact your chemical dealer today to apply LifeGuard fungicide from Certis USA right now.
Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.